You walk with me, footprints in the sand, and help me understand where I'm going. You walk with me when I was all alone, so much I knew along the way. And then I heard you say, I promise you I'm always there. When your heart is filled with sorrow and despair, I'll carry you when you need a friend. You find my footprints in the sand. I see my light flash across the sky. So many times have I been so afraid. And just when I thought I lost my way, you give me strength to carry on. That's when I heard you say, I promise you I'm always there. When your heart is filled with sorrow and despair, find my footprints in the sand. When I'm weary, I know you'll be there and I can feel you when you say, yeah. I promise you.
Listening to MKB Independent Radio.
Well, it's Kate Mina-Falcha, and you're all very welcome back here to my radio show. Jim Corbett here, broadcasting from Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, in the northwest coast of Ireland, along the Wild Atlantic Way for MKB Independent Radio. Broadcasting every Saturday between 10 p.m. and midnight, and irishradio.org broadcasting every Saturday between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. and also syndicated to Global Irish Radio, broadcasting every Tuesday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. and every Thursday between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Irish time. I hope you'll stay tuned with me now for the next couple of hours, where I'll be featuring some good country and Irish music performed by Irish artists here at home and other artists from abroad with an Irish connection, as well as some folk, contemporary and traditional music thrown in for good measure. Hope you're all ready. The musical journey starts here.
From there he came, we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were taken on board by a pleasant crew bound for America. offered air. We did take on 5,000 gallons or more. In case we'd run short, going to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. Henceforth, farewell to me, comrade boys, who dwell on that sainted ground. If fortune or fame should favor me, or I do have money in store, I'll go back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. Sailed 3 days, we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were poor, confined unto our bunks, and no one to pity poor me. No father kind nor mother dear, to lift up my head it was sore. And it makes me think more of the lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. When we safely reached the other side after 15 or 20 days, we were taken as passengers by a man and led around in 6 different ways. And each of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And we drank a health toward Ireland and Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. Henceforth, farewell to me, comrade boys, who dwell on the sainted ground. If fortune or fame should favor me, or I do have money in store, I'd go back and I'd wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore. I'd go back and I'd wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green Shamrock Shore.
Well, Kate Nina Falsha, and you're all very welcome back here to the Jim Corbett Show, here broadcasting on MKB Independent Radio in conjunction with Global Irish Radio and irishradio.org. And I hope you stay tuned with me now for the next couple of hours, what will be a very special show tonight, given the fact that the season of St. Patrick's Day is upon us, and there'll be lots of good songs about Ireland and Irish connected songs, and I hope you will enjoy them. That was a very nice song to start us off there tonight from Shane Moore, one called Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Now here we go with Declan Ernie and one called A Sprig of Irish Heather.
An Irish mother writing to her son so far away, said I meant to send a shamrock to wear on Patrick's Day. But the shamrock, it's a tender plant, its beauty soon would fade. So a sprig of Irish heather I'm sending you instead. just a sprig of Irish heather, and it's in all kinds of weather. It's due the heat of summer and survive the winter snow. I'm sending to remind you of the friends you left behind you in Tyrone among the bushes in the days of long ago. But remember Caradonna and the mass rock standing there, how we oft times knelt together and you'd whisper a childish prayer. Many times since then I wonder, when the evening shadows fell, so I plucked this heather from the spot where once we used to kneel. But the years from me are slipping, and I know I'm growing old. By the fireside lonely sitting, when the nights are dark and cold. But I know your smile will cheer me and make sunshine out of blue. So come back to me at Cushland when the heather is in bloom. Just a sprig of Irish heather, and it's seen all kinds of weather. It's due the heat of summer and survive the winter snow. I'm sending to remind you of the friends you left behind you in Tyrone among the bushes in the days of long ago. Just a sprig of Irish heather, blessed with love from long ago.
Yes, a lovely song indeed there from the one and only Declan Earney, one called A Sprig of Irish Heather. Well, as I mentioned earlier on, this is a special show, and it's because St. Patrick's weekend is this weekend. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March is the Feast of St. Patrick, and it's a religious and cultural holiday here in Ireland. And it's held on the 17th of March, the traditional date of death of St. Patrick. And he was the foremost patron saint of Ireland, and that's why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So there'll be lots of St. Patrick's songs or Patrick's Day related songs tonight, and I hope you'll enjoy them. Up next is one from a guy called Pat Roper, and it's a number called Irish Through and Through.
Every time somebody plays an old Irish song, it always takes me back to that place where I come from. I know the things they say about Ireland must be true. It doesn't matter where you go, we're Irish through and through. I'm sure glad Johnny sang the 40 shades of green. He just had to tell the world all the beauty he had seen. No one will ever change us, no matter what they do. I'm just proud to tell you that I'm Irish through and through. place is still standing there. A cottage in the laneway down in the County Clare. I'll have to go back there if it's the last thing I do. I guess by now you've noticed that I'm Irish through and through. I'm sure glad that Johnny sang the 40 Shades of Green, and he just had to tell the world all the beauties he had seen. No one will ever change us, no matter what they do. I'm just proud to tell you that I'm Irish through and through. Yes, I'm just proud to tell you that I'm Irish through and through.
Yes, lovely song there indeed from a man called Pat Roper, sadly no longer with us, one called Irish Through and Through. Well, some more information about St. Patrick's Day. Well, St. Patrick's Day was made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century and is observed by the Catholic Church and Anglican Communion, especially the Church of Ireland, and Eastern Orthodox Church and the Lutheran Church. The day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity to Ireland, and by extension celebrates the heritage and culture of the Irish in general. So there you go, a little bit of information there about St. Patrick's Day. Interesting to see that it's been embraced by a number of different religions, and it's not alone just a Catholic feast day. Right, up next on the playlist is one from a guy called Enda McGlone, a man that I've been recording there for a number of years, and he wrote this a couple of years back, one called St. Patrick's Day in New York, and I think a more appropriate time to play it I don't think I could find. Here we go with Enda McGlone and St. Patrick's Day in New York.
Someone shouts up the Dubs in Galway. The marching band from Killestrand is leading out the parade this morning. The mayor's there cause he's aware that all his voters are at least half Irish. Iron sweaters in the throng when we sing along to the wearing of the green. St. Patrick's Day in New York, haven't had this sun cracks since the dawning of me day. Oh, look it over there, boys, there's someone driving at 50 down Fifth Avenue, which takes us back to Ireland to the smell of grass and the sky. And I never thought I'd see the day I'd be sorry that I sailed away. Shining in my eyes, and I will head for
Conny Castle Bar and go and have a little jog with the boys in the tavern. And sing those songs about the ones who fled their fields to overcome great hunger. And we'll sit in front of an open bar and talk about our heart's delight. And oh, this is heaven. And I never thought I'd see the day I'll be sorry that I sailed away from you. Say the same. It's a pity you must go and leave the people that you know. It's a shame. And as you walk into your plane, going back in the rain, you'll cry. Sitting out on a barge, you know it's so hard. Say goodbye. Goodbye. I never thought I'd see the day. I'll be sorry.
Listening to Jim Corbett here, broadcasting on MKB Independent Radio from Newtown Studios along the Wild Atlantic Way in Bundoran in the county of Donegal. Why don't you hang in with me there for a while? There might be some music that you quite enjoy. Remember, I'm here every Saturday night between 10 p.m. and midnight, so why not come back and pay a visit?
That's where I was born, where I first heard my mother sing me an old Irish song. She told of her kinfolk in Ireland, how her ma and pa said goodbye to the oak leaf of Derry and the orchard county Armagh. How I long for the day to be back in Kilkerray, where my grandfather left long ago. Oh, I wish I could stand on McGilligan Strand or look over Glenshane in the snow. I'd walk through the orchard of Ireland, where St. Patrick's Cathedral stand tall. I'd be back in the land of my people, in the land that I love best of all. So I left my hometown
of Boston. Caught me a big old jet plane. The moment I set foot in Ireland, well, I knew I was back home again. The stories my mother had told me, I recall as if yesterday. As I drive through the orchard of Ireland to my grandfather's home in Kilrain, how I long for the day to be back in Kilrain, where my grandfather left long ago. Oh, I wish I could stand on McGilligan Strand or the Culver Glen Shane in the snow. I'd walk through the orchard of Ireland, where St. Patrick's Cathedral stands tall. I'd be back in the land of my people, the land that I love best of all. I'd be back in the land of my people, the land that I love best of all.
That was Sean Lockery that time with a song called The Land That I Love. Great song. And of course, Sean Lockery is the son of Johnny Lockery, who I'll be playing a little bit later on in the programme. Well, St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday here in the Republic of Ireland and also in Northern Ireland and the Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador for provincial government employees, and the British Overseas Territory of Montserrat. And it's also widely celebrated in places with a large Irish diaspora community, such as England, Canada, United States, Australia and New Zealand, and also South Africa. So St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in more countries than any other national festival. So there you go. That's the importance of St. Patrick's Day. Right, up next on the playlist is one from Bernie Healy, and she's going to sing all about the three-leaf shamrock.
Ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lass was sighing for her lover going away. In my there's pride. token.
Lovely song indeed there from Bernie Heaney, all the way from County Galway, with the Three Leaf Shamrock. Well, more about St. Patrick. He was a 5th century Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland, and much of what is known about St. Patrick's comes from the declaration which was allegedly written by Patrick himself. It's believed that he was born in Roman Britain in the 4th century into a wealthy Roman British family, and his father was a Christian deacon and his grandfather was a priest. According to the declaration, at the age of 18, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken as a slave to Gaelic Ireland. And it says that he spent 6 years here working as a shepherd, and that during that time he found God. The declaration also says that God told St. Patrick to flee from the coast, where a ship would be waiting for him to take him home and make his way home. And Patrick went on to become a priest. And according to tradition, Patrick returned to Ireland to convert the pagan Irish to Christianity. And the declaration says that he spent many years evangelizing in the north half of the country and converted thousands of people to Christianity. So there you are. That's a little bit of information about the man himself. Okay, on with the music. Up next is Foster and Allen, and a lovely song for you this time. One called Home Boys Home.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be. Home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the funny rowan tree are all grown greener in the old country.
When I was just a young lad, sure I longed to see the world, sailing on the sailing ships and see the sails unfurled. So I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wandered far and wide, and now of travel I've had me fill.
And it's home, boys, home. Home I like to be. Home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country.
Well, I left me love behind me and I sailed across the tide. I said that I'd come back again to take her for me bride. But many's the year has passed and gone and still I'm far away. But I know that she is fond and true and waiting for the day that I'll be home, boys, home.
Home I like to be. Home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the funny rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country.
How I've learned there's more to life than just to wander and to roam, and happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home. But money can't buy happiness and money cannot bind, so I'm going back tomorrow to the girl I left behind. And it's home, boys, home.
Home I like to be. Home for a while.
Yes, a grand, lively number there from Foster and Allen, one called Home, Boys Home. Well, you know, St. Patrick's Day celebrations are very popular all over the world, and in particular in New York City. And I had the pleasure of being over there a number of times when St. Patrick's Day parades were taking place, and the whole centre of Manhattan shuts down and the parade takes pride of place. And it's great to see so many Irish out waving their flags and celebrating the Irish diaspora over there. Of course, we have major celebrations here in Ireland as well. And the big one, of course, is in Dublin. And most towns and most cities here in Ireland have their own parades as well. And they're very, very popular indeed. And also all associated with music and lots of different exhibits. And it's a wonderful day's crack and a wonderful day's entertainment for anybody who likes to come along and see the whole spectacular. You'll never forget it. And that's without a doubt. Right, on with the music. Up next is a lady by the name of Dee Morrissey, and she's going to sing all about Ireland's green shore.
Show on irishradio.org.
from a bad dream. I could see it all so clear. Leaves were falling to the ground, and the colors had all disappeared. All the people looked skinny and pale, and the strange light came from the sky. So quiet, no winds were blowing, and the rivers had all gone dry. Here's to my native country, here's to all my friends, and here's to the big wide mountains and the ocean that never ends. Without the sunshine, hey, how would we live without the rain? What would we do without the seasons? Without nature, what would remain? I'm walking around in my garden, and I know that my dream wasn't true. Still, it makes me worry. Just look at the things that we do. Here's to my native country, here's to all my friends, and here's to the big white mountains and the ocean that never ends. Here's to my native country, here's to all my friends, and here's to the big white mountains and the ocean that never ends.
Yes, that was Frank McCaffrey that time with a song called Here's to My Native Country. Great song and a great singer indeed. Well, you know, there's a tradition over here which a lot of people partake in on St. Patrick's Day, and that's the drowning of the shamrock. And basically what that involves is lots of people wear shamrocks here as an identity badge, I suppose, on St. Patrick's Day. And basically they put the shamrock at the end of the day, once they're finished the parade, into a glass and get a glass of whiskey or a beer and pour the whiskey or the beer on top of the shamrock, and that's what's called wetting the shamrock or drowning the shamrock, whichever you prefer. And people then partake of the celebrations then well into the night, and of course probably can't remember too much about the events the next day depending on the amount of alcohol they drink, but a great night's entertainment and a great night's crack is had usually at the celebration of the drowning of the shamrock. Right, up next on the playlist is Gary Gamble, and he's going to sing a song called Come Back Home to Erin.
It's long and many a year ago since I left my native land. It's been no fault of mine that I left old Ireland. When mother and I parted, some bitter tears were shed. Last night I dreamt of mother, and in my dream she said, oh, come back home to Erin, come back to Erin shore. You know you're always welcome and you're Irish to the core. So come back home to Erin, never again to roam. Come back to the one that left you a warning, come back home. Along with mother dear, she promised when I left her to be faithful and sincere. I know she kept her promise for the time I was away. For every letter that she writes, like mother she would say, oh, come back home to Erin, come back to Erin shore. You know you're always welcome and you're Irish to the core. So come back home to Erin, never again to roam. Come back to the one that left you a warning, come back home. Well, now I'm going. It's time I was away. And when I reach old Ireland, we'll have a chat each day. It's there on Mary Mary, and with Mary I will stay. In Ireland, dear old Ireland, and then no one can say, oh, come back home to Erin, come back to Erin shore. You know you're always welcome, and you're Irish to the core. So come back home to Erin, never again to roam. Come back to the one that loves you, morning, come back home. Erin, come back to Erin shore. You know you're always welcome, and you're Irish to the core. So come back home to Erin, never again to roam. Come back to the one that loved you no morning. Come back home.
Yes, that was Donegal's finest, Gary Gamble there with Come Back to Erin. Well, going back to St. Patrick, you know, he's famous for driving the snakes out of Ireland. That's why you won't find any snakes living in this part of the world. However, in England, they have snakes down in the southern part of the country. But Ireland is completely free from snakes, which is very interesting and very strange, to say the least. But there you go. Maybe there's something to it. Who knows? Anyway, up next on the playlist is Hugo Duncan. He's going to do a great song for you this time, one called The Kingdom I Call Home.
I don't have a gold mine in Alaska. This won't be the year I fly to Rome. I don't have oil wells in Oklahoma, but I have a kingdom I call home. I don't have an army in my kingdom, but I won't have to fight my wars alone. The love of my woman is all I need to help me rule this kingdom I call home. And the queen of the castle wears a plain cotton dress, and the little princess plays with paper dolls, while the keeper of the kingdom is rich in happiness, and the world is locked outside the palace walls. This world may never know I walk its valleys, and history won't carve my name in stone. But when my children are grown, they'll remember there was love in this kingdom I call home. And the queen of the castle wears a plain cotton dress, and the little princess plays with paper dolls, while the keeper of the kingdom is rich in happiness, and the world is locked outside the palace walls. And the world is locked outside the palace walls.
Yes, the wee man from Strabane himself. That's Hugo Duncan with a number called The Kingdom I Call Home. Grand song indeed. Well, you know, the first St. Patrick's Day parade was not held in Dublin. It was held in Waterford back in 1903, when hundreds of years after the first parade took place in North America. And The week of St. Patrick's Day, started in 1903, had been declared Irish Language Week by the Gaelic League, and in Waterford, they opted to have the procession on Sunday the 15th of March. The procession comprised of the mayor and members of the Waterford Corporation and the Trades Hall and various trade unions and bands, who included Barrack Street Band and the Thomas Francis Maher Band. And the parade began at the premises of the Gaelic League in George Street and finished at the People's Park, where the public were addressed by the mayor and other dignitaries. And then on Tuesday the 17th of March, most Waterford businesses, including public houses, were closed and marching bands paraded up and down the street, and basically it all took off from there. So there you go. Not Dublin, it was Waterford that had the first St. Patrick's Day parade. Right, next in the playlist is John Hogan, and he's going to sing all about an Irish harvest day.
As I walk around London City, neath a sky so dark and grey, I don't hear familiar sounds, my mind is drifting away. Across the deep blue ocean and down that old road way, to see again that threshing mill on an Irish harvest day. An Irish harvest day, no long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay. No matter where I wander, and no matter where I stray, I tread again my footsteps home on an Irish harvest day. I can see my dear old mother outside her cottage door, singing some old Irish song I long to hear once more. And I wonder if she's waiting with a kind word she might say. God bless you all and welcome home on this Irish harvest day. An Irish harvest day, no long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay. No matter where I wander, and no matter where I stray, I tread again my footsteps home on an Irish harvest day. Everything has changed now, there's no one there no more. The roses are all dead and gone around that cottage door. The young folks are all scattered and the old ones passed away. There's no one left to greet me on this Irish harvest day. An Irish harvest day, no long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay. No matter where I wander, and no matter where I stray, I'll tread again my footsteps home on an Irish harvest day. I tread again my footsteps home on an Irish harvest day.
From Newtown Studios in Bundoran, County Donegal, you're listening to the Jim Corbett Radio Show, streaming live on Global Irish Radio. Download the app or visit us online at globalirishradio.com.
They sing about the hills of Oklahoma, or the big Swiss mountains where the yodelers call. They sing about the black hills of Dakota, but I'll settle for the hills of Donegal. With the homesick blues, each Irish heart is hurting in London, California, Adelaide. But while you roam searching for their fortune, with a little happiness they've got it made. Those songs about the fairest of the sexes are the bells of Tennessee I've heard before. They sing about the yellow rose of Texas, but I'll settle for the rose of Farranmore. They sing about the sun in California, or the pretty songs of Nashville, Tennessee. They sing about the moon in Carolina, but I'll settle for a cottage by the lea. With the homesick blues, each Irish heart is hurting in London, California, Adelaide. But while the Romans searching for their fortune, with a little happiness they've got it made. Those glossy magazines and pretty pictures of continental gold and yellow sands. But the homeland and her charm, she can't be pictured. I'll settle for the shores of Ireland. Yes, I set out for the shores of Ireland.
That was Kieran McGinnigan that time with a song called I'll Settle for Old Ireland. Grand song indeed, grand singer, and well done to Kieran. Right, some famous people who were born in St. Patrick's Day are Kurt Russell, the actor from America, and also Rob Lowe, another actor, and Patrick Duffy, who was famous for his part as Bobby Ewing in Dallas. He's another person born on that day. And some musicians who were born also on that day were Billy Corrigan and Hozier, and also fashion designer Alexander McQueen. Yes, lots of people that have been born on St. Patrick's Day that are of note. I can't go through them all because there are just too many, but quite surprised actually at the amount of people that celebrate their birthdays on the 17th of March. And I wish them all a Lough Porraic an Agóid and also a very happy birthday. Right, up next is a song from a grand singer who no longer is with us. And I played his son earlier on, I'm going to play him now. This is Johnny Lockery, and he's going to waltz across Ireland with you.
When we dance together, my world's in the sky. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Ireland with you. Waltz across Ireland with you in my arms. Waltz across Ireland with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. I could waltz across Ireland with you. Thank you. heartaches and troubles are just up and gone the moment that you come in view. And with my hand in yours, I could dance on and on. I could waltz across Ireland with you. Waltz across Ireland with you in my arms. Waltz across Ireland with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. I could waltz across Ireland with you. Waltz across Ireland with you in my arms. Waltz across Ireland with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. I could waltz across Ireland. Waltz across Ireland. Waltz across Ireland with you.
There you go, the great Johnny Loughry with Waltz Across Ireland with You. Sadly, Johnny no longer with us. He passed away a few years back, and great singer he was in his day, and a man I knew very well, and based in Manchester, and then suddenly took off in the business and became very famous throughout Ireland. Sadly missed. Right, up next, I'm going to take a break from the music and play a piece from a guy called John Kerr, and he's going to tell you all about Moriarty. Here we go.
In a little pub in London, Moriarty drank his beer and recited wondrous stories of his exploits far and near. "Sing an Irish song," said Kelly, "best of order one and all." Then Moriarty sang for them the hills of Donegal. There was cheering at the finish and the colt and core and core. Moriarty said, "Listen, lads, I can't sing any more." So he stood there sad and silent and gazed into his beer. Then his eyes there glistened the starting of a tear. "Are you going home for Christmas?" the kindly barmaid said. Moriarty fixed his gaze on her and slowly shook his head. "Sure, I haven't been to Ireland now for 20 years or more. My mother would hardly know me if I walked up to the door." "I was born," said Moriarty, "on an island of the west, the last place God created, but the first place that he blessed. We were poor, but we were happy in our simple little way. My God, I wish I was a boy again to live my youthful days. My father, God be good to him, was drowned one woeful night, and my mother left all lonesome and myself to work and fight. So with Donald Roo McCarthy and young Michael Augustine, I came across to England to earn an honest pay. I told my dear old mother I'd soon be home again, but the curse of drink came over me and enslaved me in its chains. So I haven't been to Ireland now for 20 years or more, but I know she's still there waiting for my footsteps at the door." Then someone started singing, "See amid the winter snow, like an old bell ringing, far away and long ago." Moriarty stood and listened, then pushed his glass away, and he made a solemn promise he'd go home for Christmas Day. So he scraped up every penny he could get into his hand, and coming up to Christmas, he sailed for Ireland. His heart was filled with gladness, and he felt content at last, as a train rolled through the Midlands that brought him to the West. In the village of Kinsheila, that night upon the shore, far across the deep blue waters, he saw his island home once more. The stars were shining brightly, sure they glistened like a dome. And that little whitewashed cottage was Moriarty's home. "'Tis a grand night for the sailing," said the boatman Thomas Bourne. Moriarty didn't know him, he'd been away so long. So they climbed into the boiding, and the boatman heard him say, thank God in heaven, I'll be home for Christmas Day. In a little room in London, Moriarty's poor abode, on a table in the hallway, a message lay unread. The message said, "Dear Danny, your poor mother has passed away. She'll be buried in Kinsella after Mass on Christmas Day."
Yes, that was John Kerr from County Donegal there, telling you a story about Moriarty. And if I still have your attention after that sad piece, I want to play a bit of music and I think cheer you up a little bit this time. Here we go with Lee Lynch and Paddy's on the Move Again.
Yee-hoo! Come on, now what's your short tail hanging? Well, I'm over here and the pack is sound. There's a nice little girl in Camden Town. She's a darling, she's abusing. But the fab was 6'4" to set. He found old kickers underneath the bed. The shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. All together. Well, the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. He's a child of a man and I'm only for what's in. She's a nice little girl and I love her like a friend. But the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. So I'll bide me time until it gets dark and I'm up on the bike to Finsbury Park to a darling. She's abusing. And the girls all shout wherever I go. It's Randy Paddy from Banlaslow. The shotgun's out, Paddy's on the move again. All together, girls! Well, the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. He's a giant of a man and I'm only 4'10". She's a nice little girl and I love her like a friend. But the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. Give her some stick there, young one. The Galway Ray. Yeah! Well, there was a girl up in Galway Town. God, she almost made me settle down. The size of her, she was amusing. But the father gave me the evil eye. Jeez, I gave her a kiss and I said, the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. All together! Well, the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. He's a child of a man and I'm only 4'10". She's a nice little girl and I love her like a friend. But the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. So I'm over here at the crack of sound. A nice little girl in Camden Town. She's abusing. But the father's 6'4" to set. He found me boots underneath the bed. The shotgun's out, Paddy's on the move again. Well, the shotgun's out and Paddy's on the move again. He's a giant of a man and I'm only 4'10". She's a nice little girl and I love her like a friend. But the shotgun's out, Paddy's on the move again.
You're listening to Jim Corbett here on MKB Independent Radio.
Oh, tonight I'm remembering days long gone by. Thoughts fill my head and I can't help but cry. I live in the city, its ways are now mine, but my heart is away, in a far distant time. Makers of millions I see every day, and oh, how I'm longing to be far away. In that dear little spot far over the sea, I just close my eyes and it beckons to me. Gentle breeze calling me over the sea, you know how my heart is longing to be. Back in that dear land far over the foam, back in my birthplace, my old Irish home. No big fancy mansion so stately and grand, just an old farmhouse on a small piece of land. Though time it has changed it since I had to roam, I love the dear place that was once my old home. Every night, sometimes with friends, we would talk till daylight. No knock on the door any time of the day, and a welcome for anyone passing the way. I know now that soon I will have to return, for oh, to be back there, sure my poor heart yearns. Go round the fields and to be once again at home with my family and all of my friends. Gentle breeze calling me over the sea, you know how my heart is longing to be. Back in that dear land far over the foam, back in my birthplace, my old Irish home. No big fancy mansion so stately and grand, just an old farmhouse on a small piece of land. Though time it has changed it since I had to roam, I love the dear place that was once my old home. How I long for the place that was once my old home.
Yes, that was Mary O'Connor that time with a lovely song called My Old Irish Home. Right, I want to say hi to a couple of my listeners that are tuned in my way tonight, and all my listeners there in Bundoran, Ballyshannon, County Donegal, and of course Donegal Town, and further afield throughout the county. I hope you're all doing well and looking forward to St. Patrick's Day and all the celebrations. I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for all of you. It's one from Lisa McHugh, and Lisa, who hails from Glasgow but has strong Donegal connections, she's going to do a lovely song for you this time, one called Isle of Hope.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And first across the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. In history and her dreams for the future,
in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears. But there's no future in the past, or when you're only 15 years. I love hope, I love tears, I love freedom, I love fears. But it's not the Isle you left behind. And I love hunger, I love pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. Closed down Ellis Island in 1943. 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're only 15. It's not the Isle you left behind. And I love hunger, I love pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind. I love hope, I love tears, I love freedom, I love fears. But it's not
song that time from the one and only Lisa McHugh there, called Isle of Hope. Right, I want to say hi to some of my listeners down there in Dublin. That's to the O'Neill family. That's Denise and Terry and Aoife and Kira. And also to the Hogans. That's to Liam and Deirdre as well. And I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for you, and I wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day. It's one from Louise Morrissey, and she's going to sing all about an Irish country home.
In an Irish country home, one evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to look," she cried. As he slowly bent his head, tears were in his eyes, he then replied, "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover.
She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago.
Lovely song there from Louise Morrissey, An Irish Country Home, an old recording of hers, and sounds as good as if she just recorded it yesterday. Right, I want to say happy St. Patrick's Day to my American listeners out there, and particularly the people up there in Montgomery in New York State. That's to Laura and Steve Cook, and also to Andrew and to Kira and Evan Cook down there in New Jersey. And hi also to all of the Wogans down there in New York. I'm not forgetting Joan Ty over in New Jersey as well. I'm going to play the next track on the playlist for all of you. It's one featuring Matt Cunningham this time, and a song called My Own Native Land.
There's a beautiful line in the Western Ocean. It's an island so lovely, so pretty and grand. And its name fills its sons and its daughters with sadness. When it's heard on the shores of some far distant land, it's Ireland, God bless her, the birthplace of heroes, the home of the poet, the warrior and sage. Oh, the bard and the chieftains no longer may cheer her. They live forever on history's page. Sure, I love every blade of green grass on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. Sure, I love the green shamrock and pure crystal fountain.
and I love you forever, my own native land. Once were a proud and a glorious nation. Your scholars and the scribes were renowned far and wide. But darkness came over, brought sad transformation. Your family starved and your homes were destroyed. They turned out our children to spoil their great powers. They tried hard to break them those long years ago. But the Irish they found were like soft leafy flowers. And the more you would pluck them, the faster they grow. Sure, I love every blade of green grass on your mountain, every leaf on your tree, every rock on your strand. Sure, I love the green shamrock and pure crystal fountain. And I love you forever, my own native land. Yes, I love you forever, my own native land.
Listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to
MKB Independent Radio.
I know tonight they're waiting for me. Your letter lying on the floor. After I've read it, I close my eyes and see the lights of home. I picture each one round the table tonight, each little face clearly shown. I know my name will be part of your talk. I see the lights of home. I see the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. So far away, I'm missing you. I see the lights of home. Has the baby gone to sleep? Our busy days were called on. All the everyday things I recall, I see the lights of home. I see the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. Far away, I'm missing you. I see the lights of home. I see the lights nearly every night as I dream on my own. So far away, I'm missing you. I see the lights of home. Lights of home.
The one and only Mick Flavin there with a number called The Lights of Home. Right, I want to say hi to some more people out there who are tuned in my way tonight, and that's up there in York. Hi to Jackie and Dick Dobson, and to Rachel and Barry Neish, and Gemma and Richard as well. And hi up there in Coventry. I want to say hi to all the Nugents and wish you all a very happy St. Patrick's Day. And anybody else who's listening from that part of the world, and Sarah Reynolds and Elsie Gelson down there in Rugby, and many, many more people around the Midlands area who tune in from week to week. And the song I've chosen for you is one from Mike Denver, and it's a simple song, but it's a nice one. One called Paddy.
From his window he watches his people, they come and go on their way, rushing to catch the train homewards, as he often did in his day. He remembers the dark of the mornings and the days he worked in the rain. Good times, the bad times, and the friends that he knew, he'll never see them again. At night when the streets are deserted, except for the takeaway signs, he thinks of the men that he worked with on the buildings, the roads, and the mines. The girl that he met in the county, thought he might make her his own. Maybe if there was less drinking, he wouldn't have wound up alone.
P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And G is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. You can never explain just what happened. Years seem to pass like a day. Was it the rain or the shovel took the strength from his limbs away? Sometimes he thinks of the boreen that led from his house to the lane, and the fields that he worked with his father, he'll never see them again. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And D is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
As he makes his way back to the shelter, rain starts to fall on the ground. A young man just in from Cork City asks him where work could be found. Said, son, take a long look at Paddy, and remember, whatever you do, this broken old man that you're seeing was once a young fella like you.
P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done.
And D is for drinking when working was done.
Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish, hard-working men. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
The unmistakable voice there of Mike Denver with the song simply entitled Paddy. I want to say hi now to listeners down there in Australia. That's to the Lewis family who tune in from week to week, and that's Dave and Marge and Chris, Nerida and Riley. And over there in Adelaide, hi to Gary Slevin as well. And over in New Zealand, hi to Alan and Claire Dobson as well. And the song I've chosen for you this time is one from Nathan Carter, a lovely song called My Dear Ireland.
See the green grass growing in the fields nearby, purple heathered mountains and a clear blue sky. See the old thatched cottages and the rippling streams. This is my dear Ireland, what a beautiful scene. You're my homeland, my dear Ireland, and I fishing boats are sailing on the morning tide. Hear the seagulls calling from the cliffs nearby. Oh, the evening sunset with the blood red sky. This is my dear I love you till I die. You're my homeland, my dear Ireland, and I love you through and through. Travel many lands, many sights I've seen, but they don't compare with my lovely Isle of Green. For there's something special about this isle so fine. This is my dear Isle, forever on my mind. You're my homeland, my dear Ireland, and I love you through and through, for I was born here, and I'll die.
Yes, a fine song there from Nathan Carter, one called My Dear Ireland. And of course, Nathan from Liverpool, and has made a great career for himself in the country and Irish scene, and long may he continue. Right, I want to send out good wishes and a happy St. Patrick's Day to all my listeners who are further afield tonight. That's over in Thailand and also down there in Switzerland and different places. And of course, Brandini Rattigan over there in Alaska, another one of my regular listeners. And of course, all the Canadians who tune in from week to week. And I'm going to dedicate the next track on the playlist for you. It's one from a guy called Noel Flynn, and he's going to sing all about his Irish mother.
Darling, my life just seemed to be like a ship without an anchor, just drifting out to sea. But now that I have found you, we'll never drift apart. We belong together in each other's heart. I'll always love you, I'll always take care of you, I'll always be there for you, you'll never be blue. I'll always be by your side, I'll always kiss you goodnight, I'll never stop loving you. My guiding light. I can still remember the first time that we met. Our eyes that claimed each other, your smile I'll ne'er forget. You're still the one I dream of, the one I kiss goodnight. Our love will last forever, you're my guiding light. I'll always love, I'll always take care of you, I'll always be there for you, you'll never be blue. I'll always be by your side, I'll always kiss you goodnight, I'll never stop loving you, you're my guiding light. I'll always love you, I'll always take care of you, I'll always be there for you, you'll never be blue. I'll always be by your side, I'll always kiss you goodnight, I'll never stop loving you. My guiding light. No, I'll never stop loving you. You're my guiding light.
You're listening to globalirishradio.com or GIR.ie. which is an Irish diaspora streaming app that provides Irish music, news, sports results and crack from stations all around the world 24/7, including this show. So why not come back and join us? You're more than welcome anytime.
We'll never pass you by, I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars, as I'm last to leave the bar. We'll be right back.
I didn't sleep at all last night, I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old Shaddai song I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, where it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many, just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I was walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags upon the floor. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, where it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. On board the plane I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me, making sure that I don't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, where it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down, and I age in years while waiting for the bags to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home, away from home, I'm glad to be returning, but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way.
Dear flower, close of a long, long day, when night comes and you, I'll hurry to you. All I want is your kisses when skies turn to gray at the close of a long, long day.
The close of a love.
long day. Thought I saw you standing there. I thought I saw you smile. I'm sure you spoke some words to me just for a little while. I saw you reach out your arms and put your hand in mine. You said, don't you worry, I am with you all the time. An empty chair by the fireside, your pictures on the wall, a lotto ticket on the windowsill, your walking stick is in the hall. The kettle boils and I call out to you, would you like a cup of tea? Then the silence soon reminds me, sadly you're not here with me. But I thought I saw you standing there, I thought I saw you smile. I'm sure you spoke some words to me just for a little while. I saw you reach out your arms and put your hand in mine. You said, don't you worry, I am with you all the time. Broke my heart the day you left, I couldn't understand why God took you away from me. We had so many plans, we had so much more to say, we had so much more to do. Take you for a drive, I want to spend today with you. Instead I pick some pretty flowers and I place them on your grave. I sit down and I talk to you and I tell you about my day. I tell you we all miss you so, as my eyes fill up with tears and I'm feeling like I cannot breathe, the pain of missing you is real. I thought I saw you standing there, I thought I saw you smile. I'm sure you spoke some words to me just for a little while. I saw you reach out your arms and put your hand in mine. You said, don't you worry, I am with you all the time. Thought I saw you standing there, I thought I saw you smile.